This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We have forgotten about the first Gulf War. Most of us have. February 1991. It's a blur now because of all that's happened with the war now in Iraq and Afghanistan. But reaching back into my memory from those days in 1991, I remember that the first casualties of the ground war with the first war with Iraq were 11 Marines. 11 Marines who lost their lives, and the sad part about it, if my memory serves, is this, is that it was determined that they were actually killed by friendly fire, which makes it all the more horrendous. Killed by friendly fire instead of the enemy. And I thought about that. I remember thinking about that week when it happened, and I shared the next Sunday in the church in Columbus. The motto of the United States Marines is Semper Fidelis, and or shortened version is Semper Fi, which is simply means two words, always faithful. Folks, if that can be the motto of one of the services of the United States of America, why shouldn't it be your motto? As a believer in Jesus Christ, two words, always faithful. You want to do something radical with your life as a man? Be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. Be a faithful husband and father. That's radical. You want to do something radical as a woman and be a faithful believer in Jesus Christ, a faithful servant of Christ, and be a faithful wife and a faithful mother. That is radical. You want to do something radical with your life as a teenager, as a young person, as a college student, high school, junior high, be faithful to Jesus Christ. That's radical. That is radical. And Paul says it's given to us, the people who hold the trust, two words, to be found faithful. I'm going to look at some of the other verses and then focus in on the key verse, verse 2. But I want to bring up verse 1 if we could. So men ought to regard us as servants of Christ, as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Paul could have identified himself as an apostle, but he doesn't. It's intriguing to me. He calls himself a servant. And you say, well, what's the big deal about that? Here's the big deal when you understand what the word servant really meant. I found out in this case, it's the word that literally would refer to a person who was referred to as an under rower. That doesn't mean anything to most people. Do you remember the movie Ben-Hur? Remember the scene where Charlton Heston, I think, is portrayed in the movie where he's a galley slave in a ship, and there's the guy beating the drums at the front of the ship, and there's all these people stripped to the waist, you know, pulling back on these oars. That's the term, under rower, the people who were in the bottom of the boat rowing the ship. Can you believe it? That's what Paul calls himself. I'm just an under rower in the kingdom of God. What was that a sign of? Humility. Paul didn't lord it over people and say, I am the apostle Paul. He said, I'm the under rower in the kingdom of God. It wasn't false humility. I believe he meant it. The highest office in the body of Christ is servant. It's not minister, it's not elder, it's not deacon, it's not bishop this or bishop that. The highest office in the body of Christ is to say, I'm a servant. I'm an under rower in the kingdom of God. And I think that's an important lesson for all of us to take to heart. Let's bring up verse 4, if we may. I want to talk about this verse because it's really important. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me.
Folks, we'll continue this thought about your conscience tomorrow on Cross Hope. This is a very sensitive area in people's lives because you've had people that have hurt you only to say later, well, my conscience is clear. You may have done the same thing to someone else. We'll talk about that tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.